Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
W-A-O-K.
You to politics, solving social issues, and giving you access to the community. It's Derek Bozeman.
Too much truth.
You can't handle the truth.
We're the voice of the community. News and Talk 1380, WAOK, Atlanta.
Hello, my name is Reverend Jesse Jackson. You're listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman, News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
Hey, everybody, this is Ty Tribbett, and you are listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Keep it locked. You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right, all right, all right. You're going to learn today.
Too much truth.
You see, everything designer, that's on me. That's why the when I walk, looking like you, just trying to, yeah. This trip got you in heat, it's jumping, baby, yeah. You know that I'm on beat, all these trips got you feel, those eyes I'm kind of love, girl, I know that you ready, girl, I'm not gonna let you down.
All right, welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. What's happening, family? It is 4 o'clock. Y'all know what time it is. That means go get your phone out, sit your computer on the right the dial, and go to radio.com and hit 1380 AM, three most exciting hours in radio for the next 3 hours. Nothing but good information and some good laugh and every now and then. A little bit of inspiration. And from time to time, a little cussing out. Depends on what you call up in here. We're going to give you that work now. We don't be playing around with you. Just ain't got that time. I'm too old for that. I'm getting crouchety. Getting crouchety in my old age. Just do not suffer fools gladly. And so don't call in. I thought yesterday they maybe put my number down here, call in number down at the Georgia Regional or something. I was crazy. Was that yesterday when all the crazy people calling? Was that day before yesterday? No, we had a pretty good conversation yesterday. I thought maybe they done crazy bus flipped over and everybody started running down here toward Peachtree Street or something. I didn't know what happened. But anyway, what y'all been up to today? Always checking in. And our babies checking in. If y'all, it's always a good time for our babies to check in. If you're in the back seat, riding to your next adventure, whether it is soccer practice, karate practice, or you're driving home on the big cheese, as we used to call it. Because I have some young people who listen to the show. It always impresses me that young people, 12, 13, 14 years old, be listening to the show. I meet them out in public. They be telling me. And I think they be kidding until they start talking about the subjects that we've talked about. So, it's always good to hear from you. So if you're a backseat driver, just hit us at DB. No, if you're a backseat rider, then you just call us at 404-892-2703. Had a very good conversation yesterday about Atlanta school superintendent. A lot of information given out. We're going to have to make sure that we talk more in depth about that, And don't be intimidated by these icons and all of these people who we love and respect and, when they show up at public meetings. They're just another person just like you. The wonderful thing about voting is, Donald Trump has the same one vote that you have. Doesn't matter that he's y'all's president, that his vote is not weighted. It is not even more than the homeless dude who have a voting card. And so, you know, that's that. I mean, that's a great thing about voting. It's a great equalizer. You can exercise your right to vote so long as you're off those papers now. Because in America, we still have slavery instituted. And the 13th Amendment clearly says, but for those who are not incarcerated, essentially, that involuntary servitude has been abolished, except for those who are housed in jail. And so they make you do anything when you're in there, essentially. So stay out. By all means, stay out. 404-892-2703. Stay out of that to the extent you can now. You know, don't volunteer to just sign up to go there. So we're going to keep watching to see, you know, what happens with that issue, whether the superintendent going to get her, you know, a new contract or not. You know, some people think she don't deserve one. Time to move on. The life expectancy now of a superintendent, about 5 or 6 years. She done served the time. My vote, if I was older, I'd vote in time for her to just go on about her business. Go on, let somebody else come in and see if they can make better improvement. You know. Because we pay for results, not just for you, the status quo now. But anyway, I ain't going to talk about that day. Mary Gill was here. She was out in the hall, getting had a purse and bag ready to go everywhere. I said, halt! Don't go another further. Mary Gill, how you doing?
Yes, I'm doing really good. How about you?
Oh, look, I woke up this morning, Mary. Mm-hmm. I ain't got nothing to complain about.
I know, you look good, DB.
Thank you. I rested all day today. I just slept
good.
In today.
That's good. I didn't rest.
Okay, well, didn't rest. I've rested enough for you. Because had I known you been down here,
mm-hmm.
had I known you already here,
yeah,
I probably would have called off.
What?
I would say, Mary... Oh, Mary, don't you weep, but I need you just go sit in that chair for 3 hours for me.
Okay.
While I continue to lay in this nice, sealy, postopedic, you know.
Oh, you got a good one. You got a better one.
All right. It's a good day to buy a house.
Yes. Actually, you'd probably better buy one because if you have to pay rent, you're in trouble.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to let Mary Gill, who happens to be here, my colleague.
Mm-hmm.
Love Mary Gill, and we always talk about housing, and we always talk about other kinds of issues. And since she was already here, say, come hang out with me for a minute. So when we come back, if you're interested in buying a house, selling a house, renting a house, Airbnb-ing the house, or you without a house, then you won't talk to Mary Gill. And so she's here with me, so we'll do a little talking for a minute. And now, why the TV ain't working? TV? This big old company.
They cut
now.
The cable.
Lord, are you sure that's on the right channel? And it's looking like that. Lord, somebody called Comcast. Do we come Comcast down here? The TV is off. Somebody called Comcast, 1-800-COMCAST. I know what it is. Cause this, when I get home sometime, I'll be like this. I just let it go off. I don't pay, you know, then I just turn it back on for the moment. 448-922-2703. I know they're going to blame this on the hurricane, but I just want to make sure. Hopefully it'll pop back on so we can. I always like watching the news out of my side eye. Look here, we got to take a break. We'll be back. Don't go into place. It's Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman. On News and Talk, 1380 WALK.
Hold steady. We'll be right back with Too Much Truth.
You can't handle the truth.
And your host, Derek Bozeman, on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Hi, everybody. I'm Trina Braxton from Braxton Family Values, and you're listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Gil, what's been happening? What you been up to?
So,
You've been riding.
I do. I
but
do.
To tell people the life of a real estate agent. First of all, tell how long you've been selling real estate.
This month, 19 years.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many houses you've sold?
I really don't.
You don't keep up with numbers.
Derek,
none of
I
it.
Do not. I don't.
Really? You mm-hmm. remember the first one? You remember your first
house? I after remember you get the
your,
first one.
What was your first house after you got your license 19 years ago?
It was a Hispanic guy who wanted to buy a house up in Cartersville.
And he were you nervous? You
I was
you
very nervous because this is the truth. I promise you, I didn't have enough gas in my car to get up there.
Oh, wow. You
I'm
said,
so
Lord,
serious.
If I got this man want to buy a house. I ain't
I
even got enough
go,
gas
right?
to get up here. Did you have to show it or had he already seen it? How do most people find their house that they're looking?
Is, well, is it's it changed. People,
yeah.
It's changed over the years.
Online now, you got a whole bunch of stuff.
Right.
You can see.
So the buyer does half of your work for you by looking online. And,
right.
And for me, that's a good thing. But then I usually supplement it by going in and trying to find other things that are comparable or better right. and to show them those things as well.
So your very first one, Hispanic guy, Cartersville.
Uh-huh. Right.
Did he pick out a home? You found it for
him. He picked it out.
And he decided that he wanted
that house. Yeah.
And so he wouldn't change his was his mind pretty much made up?
Pretty much made up. It was a nice house. It was like $100,000. It was, you know, a good house.
Yeah.
That's where he wanted to be. So
okay. All right. And so you get up there and you look at it and you say, "Hey, let's put a contract on."
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Put a contract. How do you remember how long it take to close it?
Oh, usually 30 days. That's what it was, a typical
normal
transaction. Contract. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about it while I got you, because, you know, I dibble and dabble in real estate, but I'm not an agent or broker, anything you are. So I understand the general concept. I bought a lot of houses and sold a lot in my day. So we break down the terms for people, you know, looking, young couples and others who are first-time home. Who is the typical first-time home buyer now that you're seeing? Who's coming in trying to buy homes?
Single people.
See, a lot of single people.
Single people, single mothers.
Okay.
Yeah. It's probably two-thirds, one-third. Two-thirds single, one-third couples.
Okay.
So, and they know now that the importance of home ownership and how that's going to create future wealth. If they buy well, they're becoming educated. Set with a young lady whose dad listens to the show. She came in a couple days ago, and we sat there. She got off at work. I waited for her. She got there at 6. We stayed till 9.
And that's what, look, arguably, I can look at everything I own. The single most costly thing I own is my home.
Right.
You ain't going to have anything. Generally, working class, middle class people are not going to have something that's more valuable than their home. Because we're talking a couple hundred thousand, $100,000. If you're in Atlanta now, you're talking about $250,000.
Right.
$300,000. I don't own anything that's more valuable than that.
Right.
So when people come to you now, tell them what you see in the marketplace. Who's showing up at your door? You said single people as well as more single mothers is than couples. A black man buying houses.
Yes.
And
young man came to me not too long ago and said, "Mary, this is what I want to do." And that's what I usually talk to people is, let's talk about your plan. He wanted to make sure he bought a house and bought it well, and he got a grant. The grant was going away. It was almost being fizzled out. He got in right at the end. He got about $40,000 grant.
And when we say that, we're going to make sure we break that term down. Because there are places in Atlanta, used to be Empowerment Zone.
That's
and
right.
And they have all kinds of.
And I sold houses, you know, and they got those grants. Yeah. Some of those people got those good
grants.
And
that grant basically is, you know, you buy the house in certain impacted areas.
Right.
That they have money set aside by the city or administered by Invest Atlanta, some entity.
County, maybe.
A county or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is money to help first-time home buyers generally, or if you buy in specific areas.
Correct.
And that goes straight to the bottom line. And all you have to generally do is stay in the house. Used
certain
to be this
period
certain
of
period of time, like 10 years or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or even if you sold within that time, then you just have to pay that portion of the money
portion
back.
Of it. Prorated portion of it back.
Right.
Right.
All right, so those deals are still out. You're still getting grants?
There's still grants. There's rural money now. There's some within certain city areas. And there's always good deals for first responders and teachers and things like that. So within certain areas, because certain areas want to pull those professionals.
Right.
And so then they create, you know, they get in conjunction with cities and counties in order to pull into those zip codes.
Talk a little bit about when somebody first come to you. Let's say we're at the Mary Gill real estate office now. Mm-hmm. We just meet. You don't know me from Adam's house cat.
Right.
What do you need to know about me financially and some of the other things you just mentioned? Clearly, debt-to-income ratio. Tell us some of the factors that go in determining how much house I can afford. Because, I drive through Buckhead all the time. And I say, oh, yeah, that's it. Then I remember I work down here.
So,
how do you determine what people can afford?
So here's there's a lot of factors that go into it for me, but I don't do it the same way most people do it.
Right.
Most people go get pre-qualified. Okay, you're good at 250. Boom, let's go start looking. I don't do that. And I won't really work with anybody who hasn't sat down with me and had a full-on conversation about where you are. Who is this purchase going to affect? What are the purposes for everybody involved? And then what is an exit strategy if you need to have one? So
exactly.
I think I do the whole big picture because I know that in 5 years we're going to be talking again. So we need to have the big picture.
And what is are people like me unusual? Because I bought my house almost 25 years ago. I have not moved. I live in the very same community.
People are
born
like
and
you
raised.
Are very unusual. Didi.
Really?
Yes.
How many homes do the average person stay in? I mean, you know, how many times
so
people move?
You know all of these loan products that led to the crash, right?
Right.
Those loan products were actually they were actually invented based upon what people typically do. So people typically stay in their house for 5 to 7 years.
Really?
5 to 7 years.
Yeah.
So they created these loan products that were five to seven year interest only, so that people could get in. And the idea was when the market increases, you sell your house, you get your $30,000,
right. mm-hmm.
and then you move on. But that didn't happen because the market plummeted, values went down, and then you're stuck with an adjustable that's going to adjust higher, and you can't even afford it anymore.
But the average person stays in their home
five to seven years. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. And that's about right. I'm thinking about people who move. I'm thinking about my brother and sister-in-law and them. That's probably about the average. They move about 5-6 times.
Mm-hmm.
I've been right there at the same homestead.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's real cool. This is good, paid for and everything.
That's right, paid for. I like that.
They don't have no about 15 years. I wouldn't even know how to tell.
Oh, that's great.
I don't even know how to tell them send me a mortgage.
That's really
you know
good.
What I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, at the end of the day, 404-892-2703. If you're looking for a house, buying a house, you're thinking about buying one, we've got Mary Gill here, the real estate specialist. And we'll get back. Maybe won't you tell us about Atlanta? It is gentrifying so fast.
Yes.
Can anybody afford to live here?
We need to talk about that.
I'm just thinking about a young couple. This weekend I was at my niece's wedding. She's 25, husband 25, 26. They're about the same age. I'm thinking that if they lived in Atlanta, what would these two? And she does well, supported by her parents and he does. He's military, and so, IT guy. But I'm like, what could these two live? If they, newlywed, they ain't been married a good three, four days yet. If they came to Atlanta, what would you be able to show them that they could afford within their, given professions?
Right.
404-892-2703, because unless you bought 25 years ago, I'm just saying. And when we come back, tell us, what are you seeing in Atlanta? How much income does a person need?
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, in order to buy anything inside the perimeter.
Okay.
Or what if we don't buy inside, where we need to be going. Look, 404-892-2703. I always like talking to Mary Gill. She's popped up, and so we told her to pop in on us. And now we're talking real estate. 404-892-2703. If you want to know anything real estate related, you want to buy investment property, you want to buy some land, you want to buy a farm.
Tax certificates, modifications.
Tax certificate,
recently, they're trying to kill us with the what do you call those upside-down mortgages?
Yeah.
The reverse mortgages
reverse
are trying
mortgage.
To kill us with those
right.
now.
Call us up if you got any of those things going on. Call us up, 404-892-2703. Look, we'll be back. It's Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman and Mary Gill on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Too much truth.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WALK. News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Too much truth.
For a woman to have a successful marriage, she's going to need to be like a baby every day. She's going to need to take care of her hygiene. I can tell you, once you stay married to them a while, their hygiene tends to go, okay? It really does, because they start getting common with you. She's going to be my lady. You're going to be sweet as candy every day.
It's Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WALK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Oh, you're going to be sweet like candy now. 404-892-2703. What's my man that says that? What is it now? Now I'm getting a senior citizen moment. Oh, Wayne. Wayne, if you're listening, call us up. I know it's been years, but Wayne was still listening a few years ago. Sweet like candy. Wayne and all some of our old callers that we miss. 404-892-2703. But Mary, so we're talking about what can people buy now? Where is the hot areas for affordability? Is there anything in Atlanta under 200,000, 300,000? What are you
really
selling?
Really hard. Really hard.
Watching this market that we will be done. I go on Trulia and some of these Zillows and some of these other sites, and some of the areas that I know because I'm born and raised here. That I'm seeing houses at 200,000 and 150,000, I would have said never in my wildest imagination would I have thought we would see that.
And Derek, they're not worth the money that people are paying
certainly.
For them. They're not worth the money. And so I was telling somebody yesterday, that young girl who came and sat with me for 3 hours, and we talked about her purchase. And I'm more worried about the 175 purchase than I am about the $450,000 purchase, because that one is the more dangerous one.
Right, because you're not likely to get your money out when you resell.
Right, so it's so hard. I have to protect them in their purchase so that they're not upside down if and when the market crashes.
Yeah. Right. I bought my house $48,000 about 25 years
ago.
And it had 5 bedrooms, 2 baths.
What?
Upstairs, downstairs.
That's crazy.
And why would I go anywhere? I'm centrally located. I'm on every major highway. There's more house than I need. You look at it, people say, we didn't think this house was that big when we saw it outside. Well, I said, well, I did. I knew how big it was. And so, but right next to me now is a house, $300,000.
Right.
And then I'm talking about literally 50 feet from my front door is one $300,000. And that's one block up from there. 250, 300, 25. It's, they built all of it. They boxed me in, which is not bad for me because reality. And then I sit on the double lot. So the houses in the lot they got, I could really put like 2 or 3 houses
That's great.
On my lot. And so I told them for $1.5 million, they can have it. All of the furnishings and everything. And then for 1.5, they can put 3 houses on here. You can knock mine down and probably get 4 on here, and just take the corner. You know, what I mean, for 1.5 million, I tell them. In fact, this week I'll give them a deal on it. They give me 1.1 million.
just a special.
Just this week on 175. You probably getting the house I paid $40,000 for, $48,000 or whatever. And even then, when I bought the house, I'd saved enough, put about $8,000 down on it. But so what are you advising people to do? What are the hot areas to go to find, you know, like real house? Your four-bedroom, two-bath house, that's a starter home. What would you send them? What area would you send them now?
So the truth is, Derek, I try to work within the area that they want to be in.
Okay.
Because I start talking to them about, you know, what, where do you want to be? Do you want to be near your parents? Do you want to be near your church?
Right.
Especially near your kids' schools? Do you want to be have to be in this district?
Right.
Are you in close proximity to everything that you want to be around, or do you not care and you want to be out?
Right.
So if they don't care and they want to be out, which that's usually not the case, then we go some places that are more affordable on the outlying areas.
Exactly. Now, we know if you go to Fairburn, if you go to Fayetteville, you go to some of these places, some places in College Park, you're going to get a whole lot more land and a whole lot better deal.
Right. Like 30349, Southwest Atlanta is pretty much untouched as far as value is concerned right now.
Now, where is that at when you say
Southwest
could be anywhere?
Southwest Art Center down there.
Well,
down
you can't buy down there. That's in the Cascades. What? New Hope Road and that area.
Yeah, what about it?
I'm saying if you're buying out there, you got plenty of money.
Well, here's the thing. Values are not increasing as significantly as they are over near East Ponce.
Certainly.
Over in the West Side.
But I'm saying, like, you would not find a deal. I'm in the Lakewood area, Priro Corridor. You know, Clare Drive was another one of those areas that have exploded now. That ain't too far from me. But you won't find a deal. Like, there's one that's been repaired behind me.
For sale?
For sale.
See, that's the thing. Let me ask you this, DB. I was driving
around. And that's the 100... Now, that's the 170-something right. If you bought it.
So that's the thing. I don't know if you've noticed that now that more houses are coming on the market, that's going to shift the seller's market into a buyer's market because now there's going to be more competition and more homes. Okay. I put a house for sale up about a month ago in Northwest Atlanta. I drove by there to check on it. Just yesterday, two houses like right across the street are for sale as well. Yeah. So now... sellers are jumping in. They're going
to
create a huge amount of inventory.
Problem.
Values are going to drop.
Yeah.
And then it's going
to
become.
And then people like me who
market.
Will sell mines for $1 million will be able to, you know, buy whatever home I want. I'm 53, so I'm not looking for a lot of stairs and a lot of, you know, granite and all of that
goodness,
other stuff.
Oh, goodness, Derek. Yeah. You're still young.
That's what I'm saying. But I don't need all the stairs and elevators all of that stuff. I just need a nice little ranch.
Yes. You know. Right.
On a nice little piece of property. I might need to let you start looking for me a place with a lake on it and some fish in the lake, like Fayetteville, Fairburn. Find me a farm, okay? Would you start looking for me?
Oh, that's easy. There's farms.
And I need a nice house on it, though.
Okay. Right. I could do it.
Look, all our lines are full. When we come back, we'll talk to Miguel, Michael. We'll talk to James. We'll talk to Dooley. You're on here with Mary Gill, real estate specialist. Please, if you calling us, let's talk about buying some houses or something else. You know, if you call and talk about something else, holler at us a little bit later on after Mary leave. 448-922-7703. Did you get a good deal? What was your if you just call us if you recently bought a home or if you bought your home like I did years ago and you got one of them $40,000 deals. You know, and when I think about it, my car costs more than that now. Yeah. I made the Pinto.
What kind of car do you drive?
God is good.
Yeah,
I mean, really.
Yes.
Won't he do it? That's what happens when you don't have no big house note every month. You know. Oh, look out. Let me put my water down. When I think of Jesus, all he done for me. When I think about him, how he set me free, I can dance, 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 dance. All night. We'll be back with Mary Gill on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Too much truth.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WALK. News and Talk 1380 WALK.
What up, y'all? My name is Q Parker from 112, and check it out, from 4 to 7 p.m., I'm tuning in to Too Much Truth with my man, Derek Bozeman, right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Keep it right here.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WALK. Mayor, you going to find me a farm? I want to become a farmer. I just want to raise exotic peacocks or something.
So I did do that for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, two people. I found...
I need something close in, like Fairburn. You know, they got farmland down there.
This wasn't that far. This is up in Paulding, but one of them was down in the Fairburn area.
So you give me a little lake on it and everything.
Yeah, he didn't get it late, but and it was during the time when values were low, so he got it for under $300.
But values is pretty low. I mean, it depends on how many acres. Acreage is not as valuable as improved land. So you can, because here's the other thing. I like acreage with frontage because you were doing speculative buying. So who knows? A railroad may come through there. The next highway may come through there, and you bought $30,000 worth of 10, 15 acres for $30,000, a couple thousand dollars an acre. Can we still find those kind of deals?
They're really far out. And then sometimes they still do have some foreclosures that actually have property. So
talk a little bit about buying a foreclosure. People are buying. We got folks all on the phone, so we're going to go to the phone. What is the advantage, the upside of buying a foreclosure?
You usually get it undervalued.
You're going to get it undervalued.
Mm-hmm. And then you have equity so that you've made a good deal.
Equity.
And, you can
and then if you know how to do a little repairs.
Mm-hmm. And some entities already repair theirs. HUD does it, but
right.
But Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they repair their properties.
Talk about kind of protected classes within real estate.
Oh, my gosh.
Veterans.
Yes.
Who is firefighters?
Families, people with children.
HUD mm-hmm. is still 3% FHA loans.
3.5%.
3.5% FHA. Only 3.5% of the actual cost of the house is all you have to put down.
Right, and you can get that as a gift from your parents or anybody related to you.
And who is FHA eligible? Is the FHA eligibility runs with the property or the individual?
Individual.
All right.
It's based upon their income
and everything.
And their payment history, their credit, and things like that. That's the median income person, the average person is going to get an FHA.
All right, this rapid fire, so I'm going to keep firing questions at you.
Okay.
What is the minimum credit score I need to get in? It used to be like 620. I could get people loans.
You could probably get an FHA, but listen, this is important. You could probably get an FHA for around 580.
Really?
However, there's real strict criteria.
Like what?
So here's the thing. I had a couple who would do an FHA, and he was in the high fives, okay? He had to have every one of his stubs from his landlord. Okay. They had to show evidence
that
of
they
the
paid
that they
over
paid.
Time.
So guess what?
Mm-hmm.
The landlord even wrote them a rental verification and said they were good. They paid. But they couldn't find two receipts or two pieces of evidence that they had paid, and they didn't get the loan.
Oh, that landlord should have come up with some receipts.
That was a mess. But they have to show it going through the account as well, out of their account. So they couldn't do that, and that was a mess. So that what they had to do is they had to pull back. We didn't get that house.
Okay.
And then they just paid for a couple more months.
Okay.
And then they were able to reapply,
there
and then they got a better house.
There you go. How much income generally you need? What's the debt to income ratio?
Typically, based upon your debt to income ratio, it's 3 to 4 times your income.
So you can generally, a good indicator is a house, if you're looking for a house, it needs to be no more than 3 to 4 times your income combined income of you and your spouse.
That's how much you can qualify for. I usually typically try to tell couples, try to qualify only on one person's income,
right,
and live and buy off of one person's income, yeah, so you can have the other income. And then a single person buy below your means.
404-892-2703. We're not even hit the townhouse market. We got townhouse going everywhere. Do we have a dearth of townhouses? Are people buying all of this stuff that we see out here?
People are buying it because, let me tell you something, last year alone, within the past year, Metro Atlanta population has increased by 72,000
people.
Right.
And the city of Atlanta, I think, is up to 14,000.
Yeah.
Just inside the city.
And where are they going? They're, of course, they're going to push people out.
Certainly. Right. All right, let's go to this here phone. Let's see what we can find out from these here people. Yeah. Let's go to Michael on line two. You're on with Mary Gill and Derek Bozeman. Michael, what's happening?
How y'all doing today?
How are you?
I'm good. I have a selling question. You should answer those as well?
Yeah, sure. We answer any real estate question, anything, because we're two of the smartest people in the world.
and she might not be able to give me exact, but, you know, just a ballpark idea. Say I'm selling a house. I'm 70. My wife is 70. We both retired.
Okay.
I'm selling the house for about like $120,000.
All right.
What would be my expected expense on the seller side, you know, as far as, you know, all the taxes? And I mean, I know you can't give me exact, though, because there are a lot of factors that have to be involved.
Certainly.
But just a ballpark idea, high, low, what can I expect to have to
Well, let me ask you that, Mike. What kind of shape is the house in?
If you took everything out of the house
right now, is it going to need painting, and what are you going to have to put in it?
Well, the outside is in excellent condition.
Okay. Right.
The yard, the surrounding area is in excellent condition.
Right.
Might have to do some inside painting at the very least.
No major repairs, but just painting or whatever to get it ready for sale. Mary, no, is he going to sell $120,000?
So
what would be the cost?
You're looking at a 6% commission that gets split equally by your agent who's representing you as a seller, and then also the buyer's agent. So you're looking at 6%, and then you're looking at a proration of your taxes for the year, one fee that the state charges as a transfer tax, and every single thing else is negotiable. So anything else that you concede is because you've given it up and allowed the buyer to negotiate that into the contract. So those are your basic three things, unless there's an HOA, and then you're going to have to probably pay some things in reference
to
that.
None of that.
It's a tax proration.
So to get out of a $120,000 house, roughly, he's looking at how much he got to. And now he ain't got to pay any of that. It comes out of the proceeds of the
sale. Exactly. It doesn't come out of your pocket. It comes out of the proceeds of the sale. So you're looking between $7,000-$8,000 to sell the house.
So if it's $120,000, then you'll walk away with probably $109,800,
something like that. That would be presumably my tax liability, give or take a few dollars, and all the other factors involved. Right. So,
and you have homestead exemption on it, I'm sure, to make the taxes.
Well, not on this one because it's rental property. You're going to have so many homestead exemptions.
Well, if it's rental property, now you're going to be looking at another tax liability as far as income is concerned, and that might be up to about a third. So you have to talk to your accountant, but you're going to have to reduce it by means of depreciation and also anything that you've done in order to improve the property.
Yeah.
Well, we've done all that roofing.
So you'll be able to, you need to get with your accountant. They'll be able to tell you how much of that you can write off on your taxes, because you will need to, you're going to need to be able to eat some of that number up with depreciated value.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then put about $300 in for me for giving you all this good advice.
Right. Exactly.
And then, look at hell, I come pick that up this evening, Mike. What time I need to be over there?
Well, I might surprise you. You'd be surprised.
Man, look here. And keep listening now. Write Mary's number down because she's on every
Saturday, noon to 3.
All right. Give everybody your phone number, how they can reach you.
770-480-8222. You can call me with any question. Everybody does, and I really welcome it. I don't mind.
You got
it
a few more minutes? We got
a couple
more people.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk to Michael and Farabin. We'll talk to Dula. Got the line open, fired up. You know, we're trying to get you in the house or out of one or whatever the case might be, in the condominium or out of something. News and Talk 1380 WLK.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380. WAOK.
WAOK.
With Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380. WAOK. Too much truth.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380. WAOK.
Heat Factory, baby. Sunshine, 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 Anderson.
Uh-huh. Too much truth, too much truth. Uh-huh. Too much truth, too much truth.
Too much truth.
Uh-huh. Too much truth, too much truth. Uh-huh. Too much truth, Derek Bowman.
Too much truth.
All right, let's go back to these phone lines. We're talking real estate today. Mary Gill is in the house. We appreciate everybody stepping in. We're just hanging out today. I always like enjoy hanging out, Mary.
Yep.
Let's go to Michael in Fairburn, Georgia. Michael, how are you? You're on with Mary Gill.
Hey, Derek, how you doing?
Best day of my life, Mike. I woke up. I'm 6'3 above ground, not 6'3 hey, under.
That's good. That's good. Hey, I listen to you every day. Listen to Mary. We got to listen to you every week, Mary, and I got my wife turned on to you.
Oh, thank
there
you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Excellent. No, I got a situation, Mary, and I need you to help me with what you do with me. We're both, my wife and I, you know, we're in our retirement age. My wife is actually retired, and I'm working just so my wife won't work me so hard at home, so I could be retired now. So, and you know, we're fairly blessed, you know. I'm down here in Fairburn, got a real nice house, real nice flat corner lot, acre and a third or maybe two. But anyway, it's an upstairs house. And, you know, mm-hmm. we're both in our 60s. And,
you need a ranch. Let's get to the question. You need a ranch.
I need a ranch.
Something without any steps. And you want to get out of your house.
I want to get out of the house. But the problem is, you know, I don't want to be in a subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go out in the country and
mm-hmm.
and build and
all right.
But the issue is it's just finding property and then by the time we find the property and clear the property, you know, I'm looking at the house, so I'm looking at, you know, where we would be before we even start construction. So I'm looking at what you do.
Mm-hmm. How old are you, Michael? May I ask? How old are you and your wife? Y'all in your 60s, did you say?
My wife's about to turn 60 here in a few minutes.
Oh, and, y'all still young.
I just turned, I'm 61, y'all.
There you go.
You know, yeah.
All right, I mean, so, you know, Mary, and is your house paid for? Are you close to paying for it? Or you how much more into it is y'all roughly?
I can write
how much equity.
I can write a check tomorrow and pay for it if I wanted to.
All right, because, well, you know, ultimately, and Mary will tell you what strategy is. You want to, unless you don't want to have two notes, you want to come out with enough money to just about pay for the house construction if you can now. And but, Mary, what would you advise him to do?
So, and I've had this question before. So this is typically what I advise. You know, there's a lot of there's developed lots that are not in a subdivision. That means you don't have someone has bought that lot already and they've cleared it already. So then you don't have to go through clearing it. I mean, you might buy a lot or a piece of land that does require that, but sometimes developers have 2 and 3 acre lots that have already been developed and cleared that have all utilities to them. And so you might want to just go ahead so that you don't have to have the bother of clearing your own lot. Find one of those. I mean, we have any real estate professional has access to develop lots.
Okay.
See what's available there. And then you could just either go ahead and pay for that lot and then you can get a construction loan and build your house and then sell yours. You know, there's a number of ways to work it out, but you got to get your money out of your house. I don't know if you need to do that or if you're financially in a position just to go ahead and build this mm-hmm. this current house. But
and
either
then sell it.
Yeah,
and then
either way, you can work it out. And, it, you know, you just need to have a plan.
All right. And so, Mike, you get that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, were you looking for something a little bit, like more rural and just off the beaten path or what?
I'm like you, I'm mm-hmm. just a few minutes off. I'm in the country, but I'm
right.
just a few minutes. I'm just a few minutes off the interstate.
Yeah, I don't want to be too far down in there in case they tried to shoot another episode of Mississippi Burning, and I'm the only black man down in these woods. I need to be at least a gunshot near my neighbors.
Exactly.
And you can find some of those. I went to a friend's house. I was like off of Langford Park. Where I'm like, man, I would never know all of this was back here. Lake,
yes,
everything is back.
Right.
Here. Yeah. But Mike, give Mike your number again so he can call you.
It's 770-480-8222.
Now, Mary, you know that was too fast. Give it radio slow.
770-480-8222. Yeah, all people right. I talk too fast.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Now, y'all build it, y'all put me a little outpost out back so when I want to come spend the night over there, and, you know, I get in the doghouse, I'll be able to stay out there with you and the wife.
Sound like a what?
If you get a lake on your property, I showed up be over to your crib. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. I got the boat.
I know. Thank you, Mike. Thank you for calling.
Thank
good question.
You.
448-922-7031. When we come back, we'll talk to Dooley and to Jay. And then we'll let Mary get out of here if she want to. She keep hanging around if
she wants
to. Either way.
Beautiful.
448-922-7031. 448-922-7031. If you got any real estate questions, you're trying to sell one, trying to buy one, you need to know where the hot area is. And Mary, were you on Saturday? All right, we'll come back. Mm-hmm. Did you the deal of the century?
Did the deal of the decade.
When we come back, we're going to let her repeat it.
What?
We're going to let her tell what the deal of the decade is.
Might be under contract.
Find us another one.
We'll see.
You better find another. You got 15 minutes. Find us another deal of the decade.
Oh, I'll find it.
Because I need to give her too much truth.
Okay, cool.
Deal of the decade.
I'll do it.
Because let me tell you this, there's nothing like that builds wealth like home ownership.
That's right.
When you can buy and sell and trade. And then Mary made a very important point for those of us who invest this. Get you a good accountant so that you don't be stuck with all this liability. I don't want to get an IRS anything. I don't want to give them nothing but the tax return and have them send me a check. So don't get out here and just start buying crazy. Then you end up stuck like Chuck. And they tell you you need to send up about $20,000, and then your head starts spinning like the poltergeist or the exorcist or something. 448-922-7031. Don't go any place. Why would you want to go any place? You got Mary Gill here. Everything you want to know about real estate, she didn't just start selling real estate yesterday. She's been there a long time. We'll be back. It's News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Too much truth.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
He's the boldest, baddest man on talk radio.
Put your big boy pants on, walk up in here.
It's Derek Bozeman with Too Much Truth.
Take your kind of the gentler radio. I'll tell it like it is, whether you like it or not.
Call us at 404-892-2703
on the voice of the community. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. The best thing in the world. Never
change
anybody else in your brown skin.
And we're still buying homes now. It's the best strategy you have for wealth formation and wealth building. But people are opting now. And Mary, you think there's gonna be another big?
Yes.
Bubble.
Uh-huh.
We all are saying the same thing.
Let me tell you what drives that are the builders.
Mm-hmm.
Because the builders are building houses and are pricing them way above what they're worth.
Yeah.
And then they keep doing increases. This phase is more expensive than the last phase, and they keep going up and up and up.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, they're not going to be able to go up any further.
Yeah, I think we reached that point in Atlanta.
Yeah, pretty much, mm-hmm. again.
And so then you overlay that with opportunity zones where they're able to defer capital gains, and they get 100% of the proceeds if they invest, put right back into their pockets. You know, it's very clear to some of us looking at this. That's what here. So you know, if you're looking for that dream home, you might want to wait a little bit. It's probably going to be available at much less.
You know what, DB? I know this is going to sound a little out there and a little crazy, but mm-hmm. this is kind of what I'm really encouraging people to do because this is a difficult market.
Right.
If at all possible, sell your house if you want to sell, if you're going to ultimately want to sell, or if you're trying to make money. If that is your goal, sell it
because
this is the market to try to sell it in, although the market is changing right now.
Right.
And then live with somebody.
And
I mean,
hold
I live
it on,
with
hold
my
on
kids.
To it. Yeah, hold on to it and see what happens.
I live with my kids. I sold my house and got my money out, and I live with my kids. I mean, it's not the most ideal situation, but other demographics do it. The Asians do it. The Indians do it. Even Africans do it. Why are we so assimilated into this society?
Because we don't. Well, you know how we do it. But what your old man say when he want to come over a little bit?
Oh,
let me stop.
What?
He asked for too much detail now. When the old man, you know what happened? Why we don't do that? We be won't you know be all up
Let's
in there and
put
things.
It like this. In order to achieve your goal, you have to
you
respect
got to sacrifice.
The boundaries.
Yeah, absolutely. There you
right?
go. Got to do something. You know, we be want all these old gals up in there. We be having you know. 448-922-2703. Let's go to Dooley on line one. Dooley, how are you?
Hey, Derek, now you know her and the old man meet up at the
Now, hold on now. I can talk to Mary, but nobody else can. You about to be cut right off. You keep your comments to real estate, buddy. All right.
Yes, Mr. Dooley, can I help you?
How may we help you? Now, you're all the way down in Florida. How can we help you sell something down there?
Hey, I'm like you, Derek. See, I bought my house and I paid cash for it about 30 years ago.
Right.
And I got it in the hood because you know I didn't mind living next to black people. I mean, it didn't bother me at all.
No, right.
Man, I've lived in only two the neighborhoods in Atlanta. I mean, well, three. I lived in, over in Mechanicsville, where I was born. We stayed there when I was two. When I was 2 years old, we moved to Lakewood, and my mother has been there now 51 years.
That's very cool.
And I bought the house on the other corner from her 20-some years ago. And then, well, of course, I stayed over at Morris Brown when I was a student. So that was it. Mm-hmm. I ain't lived all over this place.
My mom been living in the house that I was born in 60-something years.
Wow.
And when we look at gentrification, which
yes, sir.
Got going on over there,
man.
It is a thing, Derek. I know some young black people that are very talented in getting money. But to convince them to buy real estate in their own neighborhood is a very, very difficult sale. And even though there's a lot of good deals to have and grants, like I heard Ms. Gill talking about grants, they got, if you live in the city here in Pensacola, there's a $15,000 grant.
Certainly.
And if you live in the county, there's a $15,000 grant for first-time homeowners, and that means it doesn't mean first time. It means first time in so many years.
Yes, 5 years
and,
typically, right?
Mm-hmm. And when I've owned my house, and I do stuff people don't do because I don't have to pay rent.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's very liberating. For me, Dooley, I knew as big as my mouth was, and this was in my 20s now, because I knew what kind of life I was going to live. I knew I was going to be out here as a elected official first. As an advocate first. See, I can talk the way I want to because if WALK told me don't come back tomorrow, I got a roof over my head, I got car to drive, I got food in my refrigerator, and I'm not relying on this income to take care of me. I'm a free black man. That's what I'm saying. I couldn't do it any other way. Now, that's how I roll. I could have got a big old rolling house on the hills in Cascade and still be paying $2,500 a month. I choose to go to Africa every other 5 or 6 months or whatever. I ain't got that kind of time. I didn't need that. And that at 50 and almost creeping towards 60, I can't walk all them steps and stairways and all of that anyway. And then I didn't need that to self-identify that I'm some special and I got a house on the hill. So I think what motivates, you know, each of us to make the kind of decisions that we make, you know, is just based on, you know, I love to see people in big old palatial homes. I got a lot of friends who got those, but I did not need that. For me, I did not need that. So, yeah.
Well, Derek, same. I live in a ranch-style house. And you know what? I put my own wheelchair ramps in, and I don't even have a wheelchair. I'm still young. I'm in my 60s. But I know that one day
You put a wheelchair ramp in, and you don't have a wheelchair.
Right.
Okay.
Because I work with concrete sometimes, and sometimes I play with
it. Okay, I got you.
And
got you.
And so I said, well, you know, right now I can build this now, and I got it sloped at a real nice 5-degree angle. And I said, well, when I remodel my bathroom so I could put a walk-in shop, even though I don't need that now, but
yeah.
I might want to stay in my house.
When you grow old.
When I get old, yeah. You know. And I say, well, I'll get my children to I'll give my property to my children and get them to give me a life estate to avoid probate. And then they'll be able to make money off of it when I'm gone.
All right, Dooley, you done gave us a whole lot. Thank you, brother, for sharing with us. And we appreciate you, okay?
I appreciate y'all, too. And I love you, Miss Gill.
Thank you very much.
Now, don't
you
say
too.
That no more while I'm in my presence.
You are nut.
I married my sister. I come down to Florida. Skagow! I'll hit you right beside the head, right in the throat. Chop, chop.
I got a deal of the decade for you.
When we come back, y'all go get your pen and paper.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Gill, the real estate expert, got a deal of decade. Buy you a house. It's you know, the single most important way that we've been able to build wealth. You say what you want. Real estate is the one thing that does not generally depreciate.
Never goes away.
It
the
never
land
goes
will always
away.
Be there.
We have the great Lord created 196,940,000 square miles of the planet. It has not reduced one inch. Not reduced one inch. It's still here. And it's still some of y'all. And, Mary, we got to talk before we let you get out of here. You got to help us to understand why we need to try to hold on to either mama's house, the homestead. Mama done gone on be with the Lord and done left the house there.
It's not happening.
And
Garrett.
If it's not happening, then what is the advantages to even selling it?
Well, I'm going to tell you why it's not happening, and it's our own fault.
Okay, when we come back, we'll let Mary tell us. Big Mama gone on to be with the Lord, left the house, and she may have left it to the one who irresponsible. She may have left it, died intestate. And in Georgia, that is called without a will. I'm going to just start giving away wills. I'm going to get with my attorneys. I got about 4 or 5 of them. I had to update mine last week.
Really?
Yes.
You wrote me in there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
It's a humbling experience. You know, while you're in good health and everything, who do you want to get that? Who do you want to get the money in this account? Who do you want to get the money out of that account? Do you want a living directive? I told them, I'm not going to die and they be fighting over my little stuff. I done directed to this brother or sister, this person. I got executive for it and everything.
That's good.
And I plan on being here another 50 years. I'm keep updating it now. As you get more stuff, you have to update it. I directed where the artwork should go and who should get the contents of the house and, you know. And I'm in good health. I ain't going nowhere. And but I ain't going to be like Aretha Franklin.
No, you need a will.
$80 million.
And no will.
No will. With $1 million worth of uncashed checks in her pocketbook.
What?
Aretha Franklin had $1 million worth of uncashed checks in a pocketbook.
Man, I wish I would have found that one at Goodwill.
I'm just like, why? Lord, why? You know, 448-922-2703. Sit your affairs in orders. Mm-hmm. We'll come back. Jay, don't go into place. Mike, Indicator, we're going straight to your question. I got a line open as well for you. Our special guest who just slipped up in here. Now we don't put it to work. See, everything that working around here, I had to go to work. On News and Talk, 1380 WLK.
Hold steady. We'll be right back with Too Much Truth.
You can't handle the truth.
And your host, Derek Bozeman, on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
For my friends to elect Khadijah.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is your girl, Kiki White, and you're listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Okay, honey.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Give me the word.
right, let's get these couple of calls in, then we're going to let Mary give you a deal of the central. Let's go to Jay on in the cab. Jay.
Hi, Mary. Hi, Derek.
Hey. How are you?
I'm good. Mary, we've spoken before, but I just wanted to follow up with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I sold a property out of state. I want to take the money that I made from that property to purchase, like Derek was saying, I'm of that peer group where I'm ready for a ranch. I have looked, I would like to stay in the DeKalb area. I've checked all the sites. I'm not able to find anything that that fits my criteria as far as a ranch goes. I was looking at modular homes, and I wanted to know what you thought about investing in a modular home.
If you invest in a modular home, you might as well invest in a trailer. Because modular homes are the exact same thing as trailers. That's not the way to spend your money.
And you know we got a tornado coming, right?
Yeah.
You and your home be right up, gone with the wind, like Toto and wind. And you don't want to do that.
No. So here's the thing. A couple of good things that for you that you need to know is, one, you probably need to get somebody to help you to look, because by the time you've gotten it off of Realtor.com or Zillow or whatever has come is probably gone if it's good. And it's in your price range, and I don't know what that is yet, but don't tell me. But anyway, so also, secondly, we're going into the slow season. This is great for buyers.
Right. The holidays coming
right
up. People just...
I get more buyers. Yeah. I tell people, wait until October, November, December.
This time. Why? Why? Why should we do that?
It's so slow because houses are not moving.
And people don't want to move during the holidays.
Everybody wants to do the holidays from Halloween straight up to Easter.
Wow.
So this is the time you need to buy, but especially in the harsh winter months when people have to sell and their houses are not selling, then that's when you go in and you can get a better deal.
All right.
Okay, let me tell you what my biggest concern is. Mm-hmm. Is that by selling this house, it's going to be, and I do have to get me a tax person, but I'm concerned that I'll be hit really hard as far as taxes go with the sale of this property, because I also want to sell the current house I am in and use that money from both of the properties to buy my forever home.
So, all right, you're looking at two different things, a primary residence and an investment property. Is that right? You want to sell both of them?
I've already sold one, the one that was out of state.
All right, so you sold that one, and you're looking to sell the house that you're currently in to buy your forever home.
All right. Well, all right, so you're not going to be hit with taxes on your current home, because unless you make over $250,000 profit on this current home that you're selling, then your money's tax-free. The one you need to worry about is the investment that you sold, because that's the one that's going to get hit with the taxes.
Yeah, and I thought that if I could purchase a home before the end of the year,
right,
it'll help me in that area.
Well, you should have done a 1031 exchange.
That's what I was saying.
Yes. So that you should have done.
Tell people what that essentially is.
So if you have a piece of investment property, a 1031 exchange was created, of course, not for us, but fortunately we found out about it.
Right.
So a 1031 exchange is if you have an investment property and you sell it, let's say you use a round number of $100,000, you don't want to pay taxes on that because you want to reinvest it. So the 1031 is like a car. You put your money in this car and it drives it over to the next investment. You have a certain period of time to identify the new properties, three of them, and then another certain period of time to close on one of them. That 1031 exchange company, for a very small, crazy small fee, will then turn that money over to you when you're ready to close, and your money will then be tax-free because it's just moved from one investment property to another.
Mm-hmm. And so it's too late now, right?
Yes.
Okay, because... I mean, I call it investment property. What it was just our family home that I have been trying to sell for a few years. And I don't know if it would go under investment. That wasn't the intent.
Yeah.
I was just trying to sell it.
Yeah, and Jay, what I would say is check with your accountant or your tax specialist, whoever other than Aria. You check with somebody to see, is there any other process that allow you to mitigate the taxes on that home that you already sold? All right?
Okay.
Are that depreciated? Did you make improvements to it? Did you have to travel to it?
Was it
the
an
things
inheritance?
That are right.
Yeah, things like that.
You need to find a way to mitigate the tax liability on the proceeds from that home, and there are a lot of ways that you can do that.
But you don't have to worry about your current one. That money will be, that's good. That'll be your money. You don't have to worry about that, about paying taxes on that unless you're making over $250,000 on it.
Okay, so I should wait to sell it, to buy until later on.
I tell you what you should do.
What you should do is call Mary.
Exactly. You need to come in and talk about this.
Right,
we need to talk
about
everything.
Come and sit down with
everything.
Mary now. You got a pen?
I will call you offline. I sure will.
Right,
you got
beautiful.
The number to seven. What is it? Give it the number again.
770-480-8222.
All right.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Jay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jay. Bye. Going to get that thing together
bye
now.
Bye-bye.
Don't just do it. See, one of the things I do, I'm not a real estate expert. I've been dealing with it a long time. But you need to deal with people who are experts in the field, because you just think you done sold the property and the IRS is going to let you just walk away with all that money in your pocket.
And then you need to talk to somebody about it who's going to help you make a plan and give you the information.
That's why we say call Mary now. Don't call me now. I have you jacked up like a broke down Ford truck. We need for you to get the information from people. No, because who would know about 1031 exchange? I know about it because a lot of people, the reason I learned about it when the market crashed, people were just walking away from their homes.
Yeah.
But what they didn't realize was they were not walking away from that tax liability after the home was sold.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting now a IRS letter said the difference between what the sale and
sure
what you
do.
Owed us.
You owe money on
well,
that.
You owe us now.
That's right.
But the government was real good during that time. They were telling people about 1031. They were telling people about you can banks were even allowing you to write it off. And so a lot of people were able to walk away scot-free without having to add another $40,000, $50,000 to your tax liability.
Yeah.
And you end up owing the RAS $15,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. Who wants to deal with that?
Yeah. Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Not I. 448-922-2703. That's my new truck that I could be buying. That my other real estate. That's my trip around the world. That's me and the old lady just going out every night to where we want to go. Which one would you rather do? Go out every day with your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, pay the IRS.
Exactly.
We go eat some big squimps and everything off of that money as opposed to giving it to them. Government don't need my money. I mean, really. 448-922-2703. These phones just stay lit up, Mary. I can't let you go.
Okay. Now it's fine. I'm not going anywhere.
Timothy, Mitchell, Mike, we're going to talk to all of you all. Don't go any place. Stick and stay with us. It is Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman and my special guest and my special friend, Mary Gill from Real Estate 101 from right here on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Hi, this is Michelle Brown Stafford, and I'm listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.